Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show that's all about the issues of aging. Thank you for joining me this morning and joining me every week for the last 20 years right here on KFBK. Glad to have you with us as we wind down to the end of July, which right now I'm planning on that being my last radio show. I'm going to keep doing what I do as long as I can do it, but that is my plan right now, that my last radio show will be at the last Sunday of July. So glad to have you with us for 20 years right here on KFBK, California's single best source of information on the issues of aging. Certainly California's longest running radio show on the issues of aging. It's hard to believe at one time, folks, I was on 12 different radio stations around California. But KFBK has been my home. It's where I started and I'll be until the end of July. So thank you for all of you who have listened and have been faithful. And I hope the next couple shows will motivate you to begin to do the things in your life that you need to do to prepare for the issues of aging. Again, I'm your host, Bob Scrivano. Remember a couple things. I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. I don't give legal advice. If you want legal advice, you should consult an attorney, preferably one that knows what they're doing, and that's becoming harder to find, in my opinion. I have a California insurance license. I have a legal document assistant license recorded in Sacramento County, California, that allows me to prepare legal documents at your direction and request. I'm also not securities licensed, and everything we talk about here has been and always will be my opinion only and should never be taken as any form of legal, tax, or financial advice. It is my opinion only. Quite often my opinion is correct, but it's still my opinion. So I'm glad to have you with us, with me today. As always, there's so much to talk about. I really don't know where to begin. But one of the things I try to do is bring you stuff that's up to date and current and that has to do with the issues of aging. And by that, I mean what happens to us as we get older and to our family and to the people that we love. Over the years, I can't imagine how many newspaper articles and internet stuff I have gone over, and issues and changes in regulations and from VA to Medi-Cal changes to everything that has happened over the years that have changed in the 20 years I've been doing this on the radio. I've been doing it for 30. And I expect there will be more changes. There's more changes coming to the budget. There's going to be more and more attacks financially in the state budget, mark my words, on seniors and on people who don't have a voice. It has been true in California for many, many years now that there's only a few organizations and institutions that have a voice in California. Most seniors, certainly most aging seniors, pardon me, are not part of that voice. So I expect there to be more changes as more and more and more of the state budget goes to other places. $100 million here, $1 billion there, and very little of it. It really kind of breaks my heart when I have people call me all the time. Literally, I had somebody call me today that's an ex, I want to be careful what I say here. I don't want to give away the person's identity, but was somebody that protected and served us. Let's put it that way. And through a whole series of events, he's not doing well physically and financially, and I really had no place to send him because there's lots of agencies that deal with children. There's lots of agencies that deal with veterans, even though that's getting fewer and fewer and harder to sort out. But I literally get many calls every week from somebody I can't pay my rent and I'm a senior and do you know who somebody who can help me? Do you know where I can get health care? Do you know where I can find a place to live? My children are gone and I can't take care of myself. And on and on and on and on and on. And it seems like, it doesn't seem like in my world that it's getting better or easier. It seems like to a great degree, we have more and more and more frail elderly trying to get help, and help is just, in a lot of cases, not available. I don't want to say it's a generation that's been forgotten, but the priorities in California are no longer the aged and infirm. In fact, in many things I've read over the years, they're the enemy. They're the ones that take up the state budget. They're the ones that take up time. Senior organizations are complainers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I've been listening to it for a long time. And I'm here to tell you that there has to be room in a state that where seniors have almost no voice. If you look around at who has a voice in the legislature in California, the seniors are not high on the list. There's a lot of senior organizations around. There's a lot of senior nonprofits around. But they don't have that much effect on policy as it relates to seniors. And I hope in the coming years that begins to change, that somebody takes up the torch and begins to deal with the real issues of senior care. I can't find it. I had an article today from Bloomberg. Hang on, let me go to my briefcase and see if I threw it in my briefcase. I can't. Nope, it's not in my briefcase. It was from Bloomberg, and I read it somewhere, and it had to do with how seniors aren't planning for old age, and they completely missed the point. I mean, they completely missed the point in the article. What it was really directed at, it was really it's in Bloomberg, so what would you expect? It was really an advertisement in a way for stockbrokers. You know, you have to plan better for your old age. You have to plan better so that your retirement is secure and you can travel and you can do whatever. But it never once, anywhere in the article, addressed the issues of what long-term care does to us financially as we get older. What a stay in a nursing home costs, or what 5 years of assisted living costs, or whatever. I had somebody in my office today that I referred them to a veterans organization because, you know, the kids are trying to take care of mom and there's just not enough money. There's just not enough money, and the kids are all chipping in $500 a month, and they just can't take care of mom 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. And that's not unusual. It's just not all that unusual. And I fear that it's not going to get better because, again, the voices that have the attention of legislators in California are not the voices of the frail elderly. There are other voices, and you can figure out who it is, and if you look, you'll see it's the same three or four or five organizations that give all the money to legislators in California. And the frail elderly, my people, as I refer to them affectionately, are not on the list. So I hope that when this show is over, that others have picked up the torch and have begun to talk about the needs for the frail elderly and their families, for making a difference in how we pay for care. The way we pay for care now for the elderly is Byzantine. It really is, folks. It's ridiculous. I've thrown away more good ideas than we have when it comes to taking care. We're so backward. We won't pay for the waiver program to help the frail elderly and the borderline poor elderly pay for an apartment or assisted living, but will pay for $10,000 a month for have somebody on Medi-Cal in a nursing home. We don't fund IHSS worth a you know what, but we'll do it in other ways. We'll give money away to other people, but we won't help the frail elderly live a life of dignity. You know, my people, the people who would be my parents' generation, my generation and a little older, did exactly what they were told. They did exactly what they were told. They were told that if you go off and fight the war, and you fight the battles, and you pay your taxes, and you obey the speed limit, and you don't jaywalk, and you follow the rules, that life would be pretty good. Except nobody told them that when I started doing this 20 years ago on the radio, nursing homes were $1,500 to $1,800 a month, and now they're $10,000. Nobody told them that assisted living, which was $800 a month, would now be, for a memory care unit, $6,000 to $8,000 a month. They did exactly what they were told, but nobody told them that the rules were going to change along the way. And the rules were going to change to favor large corporations, large industries, unions, and lots of other people, but not the frail elderly, and not the families of the frail elderly. One of the things that has always made America great, in my opinion, is our ability to pass wealth from one generation to another. Mom and Dad worked hard. They had a little left over when they died. It went to the next generation. Using that money, they were able to better educate their kids. And when they died, there was a little more money to pass on to the next generation. That has become harder and harder and harder. Because over the 30 years I have been doing this, I have watched people who had $800,000, $1 million that would have helped the next generation out dramatically lose it all paying for care. Because nobody in 1960 and 1970 expected the average, do you know the average life expectancy now is approaching 90? Stop and think about that for a minute. We're not prepared to have people live to be 80, 85, 90, 95 years old. Why did Social Security pick 65? Because back then nobody lived to be 65. The average male died at 55. So Social Security was set up to fail. And it's never been changed because a lot of senior organizations, quite frankly, who make a lot of money off this stuff, have fought that change over the years. Social Security long ago, Medicare long ago, should have been indexed to the realities that we now face of a longer life and needing more care at the end of life. The last year and a half of life now consumes more in medical costs than our first 75 years used in many cases. And we haven't adjusted to that, and we don't talk about it. And we just believe that somehow it's all going to work out. If you go to the internet, I wrote a couple newsletters this week. If you're not on my newsletter list, you should be. But I've written a couple newsletters this week, and both of them were related to rethinking how we treat this stuff. People are used to getting information off the internet, and I'm here to tell you unabashedly that when you Google, or however you do it, Yahoo or whatever search engine you use, I don't care, Quack, Duck, Goose or whatever it's called, and you Google nursing homes, or you Google Medi-Cal, or you Google veterans benefits, or you Google how do I pay for long-term care, or you Google how do I protect my house, or whatever you do, you are going to get 5,000 pages of pure, unadulterated misinformation. You're going to get articles by people who don't know what they're talking about. You're going to get articles by people with a new pig to sell. You're going to get articles by people who have the new best answer to everything. And the answer hasn't changed in my 30 years of doing this. You're going to get old, and the odds are very good that before you get old, you will spend some time being very frail. Before you die, the odds are that most of you listening to me and your parents are going to spend some time dying. That's just the reality that we live in. Because life, extension of life, has not always morphed into an increase in quality in life. It's just become a longer life, lived in many cases more frail, more incapacitated, more dependent on other people than we had 20 or 30 or 40 years ago. Now, many of you think that's a really good thing, especially if you're able to stay healthy and have money for the last 10 or 15 years of your life, and you're lucky enough to go to sleep one night and not wake up the next day. But for a lot of families, that's not their reality. So one of the things I have tried to do for the 20 years I've been doing this, and I'm going to keep doing it for the next however many weeks or months that I have left of doing this, is to keep trying to speak the truth, keep trying to prod people, keep being deadly serious about this, and keep letting you know that right now you have California's single best voice on the issues of aging available to you. So if you are truly motivated by trying to make a difference in your family's life, in your mom's life, in your dad's life, then pardon me, but what the you-know-what are you waiting for? What plan do you think you have for escaping old age and infirmity and death? I don't have one. Do you have one? If you don't have one, then what's your plan? How are you going to deal with mom when icky stuff begins to happen? How are you going to deal with your husband when he has a stroke or he develops dementia and he doesn't know what planet he lives on? How are you going to deal with that? I don't know the answer to that. I don't have an answer to that. If you know the answer, please let me know. All I know is from the day you're born, you have begun the dying process. And that process for many of us will end in infirmity, dementia, feebleness, frailty, and not well. So, what's the answer? Well, you're listening to the answer. The answer is, what's your excuse for not coming in to see me? What's your excuse for not getting to a workshop? I'm not going to tell you when my next workshop is. Go to my website and look it up or call me. But make contact and begin the process today of making a difference while I'm still here and still doing what I'm doing. I'm really good at what I do, folks, and I have been good at it for a really long time. I fought off the slings and arrows for speaking the truth, but I'm going to keep doing it. I'm going to keep telling people that this may not end well, even though they don't want to believe it. And husbands, you're the worst at it. I can't tell you how many women have come to me and said, I'd really like to do something, but my husband doesn't want to talk about it. Children, you have to get involved in this. Parents, you have to let your children get involved in this. If you don't have children, you have all the same problems of aging that people with children have, only multiplied by a factor of 5. So you're listening to somebody who knows how to help with these problems, how to make it better, how to take that fear in your life away and give you a plan and hope for dealing with the future if the future turns out to be unsettling. I know you don't want your mom to turn into a blithering you-know-what, but you know it could happen. So what's your plan for dealing with that? I know you don't want to deal with your spouse when your spouse doesn't know your name anymore and wanders the halls all night long. I know that's not what you want, but what are you going to do when it happens? Well, here's what you should do. You should go pick up the phone, and you should call me. My phone number is 800. It hasn't changed in 35 years. 800 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Or you can go to my website, assetsandaging.com. You don't have to Google it. The information is all there. Assetsandaging.com. Assetsandaging. You can sign up for one of my subscriptions, which will give you ongoing information for as long as I'm around doing this. For a few dollars a month, you can have all the help you need. You can have access to all the help you're going to need. You'll never have to Google any of this stuff again. You'll have access to the information today. You'll have access to me today. You can really make a difference in your life or the life of somebody that you love, but you have to do it. Waiting until after it's too late is not the time to do it. Waiting until after someone's in the home and you say, Bob, I've been listening to you for 2 years and now my mom's had a stroke and we don't know what to do. Why didn't you call me 2 years ago? Well, we thought, you know, we didn't like talking to him. Mom didn't like talking to him. Grow up and get over it and get over yourself. This is a hard subject. And the language of it is hard and the reality of it is hard. But there are honest, straightforward solutions to dealing with the issues of aging. The issue is, are you ready for them? If you're ready for them, then you're listening to the guy with the answers. I have had the answers for 30 years. The answers haven't changed. They're not newfangled. I didn't invent something new yesterday. I've been applying the same tried and true solutions to these problems for 30 years. Now's your chance. Pick up the phone and call me. Get to an upcoming workshop. You can check my website for my workshops. You can listen to my podcasts every Wednesday at noon. You can sign up for my free email newsletter online. You can get information. You should be subscribing to one of my subscription services so you'll have access to all my videos, all the information, all the blogs, all the informational newsletters that regular people won't get, only members will get. You can do that by going to Assets and Aging, Assetsandaging, assetsandaging.com, or calling me at 800-999-8007. It's simple. It may be hard. It may not be cheap. You may have to slog through stuff you didn't think you were going to have to slog through. And maybe something that you don't like talking about, and it makes people uncomfortable, and it's hard, and it's icky, but it's absolutely necessary for every family to do. Have you done it? Have you had the discussion? No? Why? What do you think is going to happen? Do you think the magic long-term care fairy is going to come and spread magic long-term care fairy dust and make it all better? It's not going to happen. There's a solution. There's a rainbow. It's not all darkness. But you have to pick up the phone. You have to go to the computer and log on to my website. You have to take the steps necessary to get to California's single best source on the issues of aging. And that's me. I have been doing this longer than anybody. I've been doing it better than anybody. And I hope to keep doing it, as they say, God willing and the creek don't rise, for a long time. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Or go to assetsandaging.com. Assetsandaging. It has been my privilege to be on this show for 20 years. It has been my privilege to bring you the truth about the issues of aging and to encourage you and to tell you you don't have to be afraid and you don't have to be fearful and you can know this stuff and you can protect a legacy and your house and your money and all the things, the good things that you wanted to leave for your children and your family. They don't all have to be lost because at the end of life, you had the wrong disease. But you have to make the decision now, not tomorrow, now, to make a difference in your family's life. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Assetsandaging.com. Join me on my podcast every Wednesday. Sign up for one of the subscription services on my website. And then plan on being here again for the next couple of weeks as we wind down our show here at Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. Thanks so much for joining me. Give me a call, 800-999-8007. Hope to see you at one of my upcoming workshops or a free appointment in my office, 800-999-8007. For Assets and Aging, this is Bob Scrivano. Have a great day.